Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everybody!
For the past 6 months, Frank Ferrante has been entertaining Chicago crowds as the Caesar in Teatro Zanzani at the Cambria Hotel.
Lydia, oh Lydia, say, have you met Lydia?
But for one night only next week, he'll be channeling his other alter ego, Groucho Marx.
Really, the idea of the show is what would it have been like to spend 90 minutes with the funniest man in the world?
Ferrante has been performing Groucho for more than 30 years now.
I've done the show now, I'd say over 3,000 performances, 500 cities, PBS television, but I've never played Chicago proper.
He says although the show is staged in another time, its tone and humor touches all generations.
I don't really pull out of the era that I'm representing, which is the 1930s, but the improvisation and the audience interaction, which is makes it feel current. And if I really feel like I bring Groucho into 2019.
Ferrante says every show is different. Because every show, he says, isn't exactly planned.
A third of the show is ad-libbed. So I don't know what's going to happen from night to night. My pianist is flying in from Seattle. Very anecdotal. So it's storytelling, songs, one-liners, of course, from the films and bits from the films. But for me, the highlight, and that's why you don't have to be a Groucho fan to like this show, I have to say. If you're a comedy fan, you'll like it. A third of the show is ad-libbed.
Welcome to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide an extra $100. It's a common white.
And when he thinks back to that 9-year-old watching the Marx Brothers for the first time, he realizes Groucho was likely his destiny, his comedic hero that he hopes to keep alive for generations to come.
And the older I get, the more interesting the show gets. You know, I hope the better I get. Mm-hmm. You know, I've studied him certainly a great deal since I was a boy. Communicate his essence.
Lisa Fielding News Radio, 105.9 FM.